This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the final weekend of the WHL's regular season ahead of the 2025 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. And what a final weekend with three division banners up for grabs. We'll take a closer look at the races in the BC Central and East divisions with important playoff seedings set to be determined. It is called Victory Plus, and it's the new WHL streaming service for the 2025 playoffs and next year's regular season. And if you're a WHL fan, you're going to like this. It is a new comprehensive streaming deal, which includes free, ungeo-restricted access to all regular season and playoff games across all 22 WHL clubs. We'll take a closer look. And a longtime sports writer, the late Greg Meacham, is the latest recipient of the WHL's Bob Ridley Award for Media Excellence. We'll have more on the award and Greg's legacy. First up, you couldn't have scripted it any better for the WHL's final weekend of the regular season with three divisional titles still up for grabs. In the BC division, the Victoria Royals and Prince George Cougars meet in back-to-back games in PG to decide who gets to hang the banner. Victoria looking for a first division title since 2016, while the Cougars trying to make it two division titles in a row. Royals head coach James Patrick jumped on the show this week to tee up the final two games.
Couldn't have asked for a better weekend to close out the season here. You got the Prince George Cougars. There's three great divisional races that we'll all touch on here. But what a final weekend with Prince George here. You just don't know what you'll exactly need here to get it done.
You never know. Playing against them, we're as evenly matched. I think, you know, so far at this point, we've got the same amount of wins. Most of the games that we've played each other have been one-goal games. I think every game might have been. And it's interesting. Who would have thought, way back when the schedule was made? But it would be real interesting if it does go down to the wire. I will say this: I think it's better for us. It's probably more important that we are playing teams that are fighting for their life instead of playing meaningless games. Already have a spot, whether you're the second seed or the fifth seed or the fourth seed, knowing that weeks in advance. I think this is the best way to prepare yourself for the playoffs. This is playing playoff hockey before it actually gets there, and that's what I expect this weekend in PG. And we know they've got top players, and Height is one of the best players, and he's given us trouble throughout the year, but Vallis has been real good against us. Their top two D have been really good. Even Carroll's another 16-year-old defenseman who's been fantastic. So they rely on their top players a lot, probably a little more than we do, and they're really good in their building. So we expect it to be playoff hockey for sure.
You had them on the island a couple of times already here, and you won those games. I don't want to say you won them handily, but that's got to give you maybe a mental advantage here for these final two games.
I know we can play with them, but I felt with every team in the West, I've never felt we can dominate the teams lower in the standings. Like, we had to play our system and play real good to beat them. But we almost, maybe out of necessity or out of fear against, we play Everett and Spokane, we play really well. And early in playing PG, maybe the first time we went up there, they beat us the first game, but we came back and played real well the second game. And that right there gave us a real boost of confidence. And from them, we've played them, I think the games have been even or when we had the last change, we were at home. I know we took two from them, one weekend. So it maybe did give us confidence. But I know just going into their building, and I know how well they've played. They might have won seven in a row. They've really been on a really good roll. So talk about a team that's peaking at the right time. So we have to play. We have to be at our best to take it one game at a time. But to take these two, which we might need.
Big weekend to close out the WHL season, comes down to game 67 and 68. So thanks for doing this. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, John.
Meanwhile, on the Prince George side, head coach GM Mark Lamb says they're getting back to full strength at the right time.
Yeah, got Vaughn back in the lineup. We get Domanski back in the lineup. We're who were somewhat healthy. We're missing Parasak right now, but we've got through, you know, some of the flu bug and some sickness that's went through our team. So that's helped a lot.
Not only is a BC division title up for grabs, but a coveted second seed in the West.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about. You're always trying to play your best hockey. Going into the playoffs, for us, you know, if we do get that second spot, we are playing our best hockey. We've been playing good in the past right now, but we want to be playing good this weekend. We'll worry about that first game, and we know what we're up against. They're a very good team. They're right there with us, so it's going to be fun for us.
Out East, both conference divisions are also up for grabs. In the Central, the Medicine Hat Tigers are trying to hold off the Calgary Hitmen for the Central Division title and the number one seed in the East heading into the 2025 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. Now, it might come down to a Sunday showdown in Calgary between the two teams. They are set to play on the final day of the regular season. And not to be outdone, how about a three-way race in the East between Prince Albert, Brandon, and the Saskatoon Blades? The Blades and Raiders, they'll play a weekend home-and-home set that may decide the East Division title. Blades head coach Dan DeSilva.
That's something special for sure. You have Blades fans, you know, going to PA to watch the games, and PA fans making their way down here to watch the games, and just speaks to the rivalry, right? A lot of people in the building and in both buildings and supporting their team. So it's definitely special. It's a nice way to end off the season for sure. And they're obviously going to be two big games come the weekend. So it's a great rivalry being so close together, and a great way to wrap up. We had the upper hand last time we saw them, so we anticipate that they're going to be ready to go and looking for, you know, playing with the chip on their shoulder, looking for some revenge and looking to avenge a couple weeks ago.
The winner of the East Division will be the second seed and could even match up with one of the other teams in the race this weekend in the first round of the playoffs.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It is called Victory Plus, and starting for the 2025 WHL playoffs will be the streaming service for the WHL. Neil Gruninger is the president and CEO of a parent company incorporated. That's the parent company of Victory Plus. He joins us on WHL This Week. Neil, thanks for joining us. Exciting news that landed in the WHL on Thursday.
John, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Really excited to talk about this new comprehensive streaming deal with the WHL.
Let's talk about this, Neil. Victory Plus. Tell us more about this app-based streaming service and some of the partners you already have established in North America.
Well, so Victory Plus comes from actually a history of streaming products in the marketplace. About 12 years ago now, I started with a core group, a streaming product called Canoodle TV, and it was all about safety online and focusing on families, to giving back safety and ensuring that they had a safe environment to watch all their great content. So we're partnering up with all the toy cos and have one of the largest kids and family streaming products in the world. And over the last year, 2 years now, we've been looking at other verticals. We notice there's a disconnect with younger audiences and families to ensure that they can digitally access great sports, specifically in hockey. I'm a Canadian myself and born and raised in Lethbridge, Alberta, and moved to Calgary. So hockey's flowing through my blood and veins overall, but I'm not exactly great on my skates. But ultimately, the Dallas Stars was really the start of what we have with Victory Plus. They have a different type of RSN model, which is the regional sports networks within their local markets. And they were struggling finding new fans of the future and ultimately finding audiences to give them access to their games through the current model that was in place. And so we went to work and, ensured that we had an economic model that made sense for the club, specifically with the Dallas Stars, and ensured that we aligned our interests to ensure that fans had, you know, a streaming product for free for the first time ever. And, they're seeing the largest viewership in the history of their franchise today. So we're really excited to be working with the Dallas Stars. We also have the Anaheim Ducks. They've been having a great comeback season themselves, and we've actually been able to, both from both sides, increase their viewership from 4 to 5 times within the short period of being alive for 6 months with Victory Plus.
Our guest is Neil Greninger, president and CEO of Apparent Media Company Incorporated. And this deal, Neil, represents the most comprehensive streaming deal in junior hockey history. That includes free, un-geo-restricted access to all regular season and playoff games across the 22 WHL clubs. Break that down, what that means for WHL fans.
Well, again, John, you know, as long as you have a connected device, and I'm don't quote me on the exact metrics, but I believe it's over 90% of all North Americans have access to the internet. You know, you can stream your favorite team, your rivalry team, and anyone that you want to watch during that time frame. The regular seasons will be available across the season, and we're starting off with the playoffs in about a week away on the 28th. So we're really excited to bring hockey to the fans and ensure it's accessible on every device. You'll be able to get it on LG, Samsung, Roku, Fire TV, your iOS devices, your Android devices, anywhere that you've been able to stream, you know, Netflix or any other product, you'll have Victory Plus to download, and hopefully everyone enjoys the service. It gives us an extra, you know, 5 stars along the way. But you know, we're all about accessibility and ensuring that fans can get all the content that they can consume.
Now, the WHL has gone with this subscription-based model for quite some time. Can fans expect any changes when it comes to the actual product itself moving forward?
The product will be a lot easier to register. You know, we just need an email. You'll be in within a minute or two of registering, and immediately you'll have, you know, all of the games accessible for you. So that's as easily as possible, removing all the barriers of entry to ensure that our fans have access immediately. And our streaming product, again, as I mentioned before, we've been in the streaming space for over 12, almost 15 years now. And so the streaming overall is as high quality as you can imagine. And we're really working with the WHL to help enhance their production. Jason Walsh, he's been a part of the company for a year now, but he was the executive producer here in Fox Sports and also Bally Sports for over a decade. Had 11 clubs under his kind of reign, and he's bringing incredible experience to enhance just overall the production of all the games moving forward.
Yeah, Jason's done a great job producing the Dallas Stars broadcast for a number of years, for sure. Of course, we believe that hockey fans want to, you know, watch more than just their own team, right? Like, there's stars in this league, Gavin McKenna, Landon DuPont, that you know, you'll have access to here for free. The WHL and Victory Plus, let's talk about how this came together, how a deal was reached, and sort of how that came together here to release ahead of the time here for the 2025 playoffs.
Of course. So, you know, after seeing some positive results and getting, you know, shouting it off a mountaintop, quite honestly, John, to showcase the growth in viewership here with the Dallas Stars and the Anaheim Ducks, Dan Neer reached out immediately and said, this is, you know, a future looking type forward production and also streaming product. And they would obviously love to see how we can potentially work together. Dan and I continued down the path of making a comprehensive business model that makes sense for the WHL. And we feel like we're a part of their marketing overall. We want to grow the game of hockey within, not only within Canada, but elsewhere, overseas, and here in the United States. We have fans globally, and it's important that we, you know, look at hockey as, in my opinion, an underrated sport at this stage. And we're just excited to be in a position to help the WHL and junior hockey grow globally.
Yeah, this is exciting. The app is available. It's a sort of a black outline with a white V and half a plus. And as you mentioned, this is all devices. Like, this is, you mentioned devices and households. Like, this is across the board, whether it's laptop, whether it's your phone, whether it's your TV, it's available.
John, if you have a desktop, you know, I'll know that you're watching on the other side. So we're going to upgrade you to a Samsung TV. But, you know, John, we're one of the business models and why we're able to attain a free direct-to-consumer service like Victory Plus is because of our ad technology that we've built over, you know, almost a decade now. you can imagine what it means to advertise into the, you know, sensitive audiences of children. And there's laws associated to that. It's called COPPA, Child Online Protection Privacy Act. And so we have a unique way of placing ads that anonymizes data and ensures safety around children. And that's kind of crossed over to the sports industry and the sports world, where there are sensitivities with sponsorships. We want to ensure that that competitive separation is abided by and those parameters are in place. That allows us to tap into much larger swaths of advertisers and place them in real time, which is something that is very unique to our service and why we have this opportunity to grow globally. So your ads are localized. If you're here in Dallas, you would get a different ad compared to being in Lethbridge, Alberta, or Kamloops, associated to where you're actually located.
You mentioned you are based in Dallas now, but you are a Western Canadian company, and that's important right now in this day and age that,
yes,
you know, you're a local guy. You mentioned you went to the University of Lethbridge, your WHL exposure or Lethbridge Hurricanes game. So there's a bit of a history here, too.
Absolutely. Maxwell was the coach during that time frame. Actually, a few of my friends played back in the day. And again, I was more on the drama side. So after our LCI days, we'd be hanging out in the parking lot. They'd go play and I'd go back into school to commit to my acting career. It didn't work out. Let's just put it that way.
I think you're in a good spot there. Yeah, LCI, the green and the yellow, I believe, back in the day there for sure.
You got it.
Okay, great stuff. Hey, Neil, we're excited about this as WHL fans will now be able to stream games across the network free of charge in a new app-based program where you can download that app now. Again, it's Victory Plus. It starts here to kick off the 2025 WHL playoffs. Neil, great to see this come together and the launch here this week, and we wish you the best of luck and hope that everything's smooth, and thanks for being a great guest here on WHL this week.
Oh, John, thank you so much for taking the time and getting, you know, really celebrating what we're able to accomplish with the clubs and the leadership at the WHL. If it wasn't for them thinking of their fans first, you know, we wouldn't have this opportunity. And I just want to leave with that. It's been an incredible journey for us to bring this to the fans. And we're just excited to see the playoffs kick off this way. And we'll be seeing you first thing next season.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
St. Louis Blues captain Braden Schenn celebrated 1,000 NHL games in style this past weekend. He would bury his 276th NHL goal just a minute into that game.
In the deep slot, and now the Blues, the center, and Dylan Holloway. In with Schenn, Holloway right in front of Schenn. A shot, he scores! You can't script it any better, can you? Schenn has scored!
Schenn, the 403rd player in NHL history to hit the prestigious milestone, and fourth WHL alum to do it this season, after his brother Luke Schenn, Tyler Myers, and Michael Backlund all hit the 1,000 mark. Schenn suited up for 224 regular season games at the WHL with the branded Wee Kings, and then in his final season with his hometown Saskatoon Blades, he would put up 116 goals and 315 points. Schenn was named a WHL East Division All-Star twice and won a silver medal at the 2011 IIHF World Junior Championship. Now, after the Blues win on the night of his celebration, Schenn thanked his teammates.
A couple weeks of obviously celebrating. I don't really like when it's about me all the time, but I appreciate everything you guys do for me, from the T-shirts to the hats to, you know, to support me. It's a cool feeling having, you know, 23 guys have your back for a couple weeks at a time. So let's keep this going. It's been fun, and let's keep on bringing that swag.
Yes.
He was also thankful for the night hosted by the Blues.
You know, just the way people around here set up the night for me, you know, taking care of me from the jerseys to the walk-in with all the pictures to, you know, Trevor and Pinky and the whole PR staff to, you know, the whole ceremony and video. And then you go out there with, you know, former teammates, Steiner, and then current with Colton. Like, it's just like one of those things where, you know, you can't really, you know, draw it up better, if that makes sense. And watched a lot of ceremonies throughout my career, and I respect every single, you know, one I've watched. And when it's about you, it's just a little different and a little bit weird, I would say.
Congratulations to WHL alumni Braden Schenn on reaching the 1,000 NHL game milestone.
in the corners, and around the boards. The WHL This Week Radio Edition.
This year's recipient of the Bob Ridley Award for Media Excellence goes to the late Greg Meacham. Established in 2021, the WHL's Bob Ridley Award for Media Excellence is presented annually to a distinguished member of the radio, television, and print journalism industry in recognition of their outstanding contributions to sport journalism and the WHL. Greg passed away in April of last year after a brief illness. A longtime sports writer for the Red Deer Advocate was honored before the Red Deer Rebels game this past weekend.
The Western Hockey League is proud to present this year's Bob Ridley Award for Media Excellence in memoriam to esteemed and dearly missed Red Deer journalist Greg Meacham. Greg passed in April of 2024 following a brief illness, and here today to accept the award on Greg's behalf are his wife Brenda, their son Dallas, daughter Kelsey and her husband Evan, and grandchildren Bodie and Saffron, as well as Greg's brother Leslie Meacham. Fans, please join us in congratulating the Meacham family on this remarkable achievement. R.I.P. Meach. We love you, Meach.
Greg's longtime friend, Danny Rode, worked shoulder to shoulder with Greg for years in the journalism industry. I spoke with Danny about Greg's career and what this award would have meant. Danny, tell me about Greg, first of all. Your relationship, how far did you go back with Greg Meacham?
Well, he joined the Red Deer Advocate when I was working for the Red Deer Advocate as a sports writer. He was a sports writer as well. He came in the 1980s, and so we became pretty fast friends there, and we worked together for 30-some years during the time with the Advocate. And then I retired in 2014, and we continued to be friends, and then he retired and then joined the Red Deer Rebels as a writer for them.
Mm. What was Greg like? What was his personality? What was his interests?
He had a great personality. He was one of those guys that when you met him after a while, you become friends. You know, like he was just that way. And he had a good sense of humor. He loved going to movies. And if they didn't have a good joke or good laugh in them, then he thought it was kind of crazy. But that's his personality. He really got along with people. And wherever he worked and you know, people liked him. They kind of gravitated to him, you know. He just, he loved different sports, of course, if he was a sports writer for us. And hockey was one of his favorites, and he liked curling as well.
You know, I met Greg briefly years ago, and what came across to me is that he was a pro's pro, like very about his craft as a sports journalist, and very much a guy that took his work seriously and did a great job with how he did it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, he did. Like, he would he'd spend hours doing stuff that most people wouldn't do, you know, like we go into the office at the Advocate for 5 or 6 hours sometimes on a Sunday, writing everything that there was to write about, and he loved doing it. He loved giving the exposure to the kids and adults too, and he loved doing it. He was really serious about what he did, for sure.
We miss this, don't we? We miss sports writers and a story in the daily paper about junior hockey, it seems. I mean, I miss it, Danny. I don't know about your take on that.
No, I think we do. I think everybody does. That's a fan, you know. You know, you look at the paper now. We got the Red Deer Advocate only goes twice a week now, and the thing. And a lot of times the stories are 3 or 4 days old, and you kind of miss seeing the game stories. You miss seeing the quotes that you've always loved to see. And I think like really good fans miss all that for sure.
This award, the Bob Ridley Media Excellence Award, it's only been awarded now a few times. What do you think Greg's reaction would have been to receive this award this year?
Well, here's a good example. We presented him with the Lifetime Achievement Award in the city of Red Deer a few years ago. And it was something that I had won, and I thought Greg deserved to win it. And when he got it, he said, "Oh, no, I don't deserve this. I just do what I got to do." And I'm sure that's what he would say with that too. I think underneath though, he'd feel really appreciated, you know, and you know what it's like when you receive awards. Sometimes you say, "Oh God, I don't really deserve this," but underneath you feel that you feel rewarded. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. For sure. Not one for the spotlight, for sure. But it looked like the night in Red Deer was a nice ceremony. Nice to see family and the commissioner and Brent Sutter on the ice.
Oh, for sure. And it was really a great ceremony. Everybody really appreciated it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The reaction from his family. It's a nice honor, for sure. One that Greg deserves, but his family is the one that gets to accept on his behalf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sent a message to Brenda, and I was to his wife, and congratulated her, and I said Greg would really appreciate it. And the first thing she was, well, Greg would be like, oh, I don't know if I deserve this. That's what she said. But she said their family really appreciated what they got and just loved the fact that he got the recognition that he deserved.
And on a personal note, you mentioned you were longtime friends. This has to install some pride in you as well that Greg Meacham is the award winner this year.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, everything he receives, he deserves. And I know his name has been put in for the Alberta's Hall of Fame, for the Hockey Hall of Fame. And hopefully he one day gets into that. So he deserves everything he gets, let's put it that way.
Danny, I know probably tough to talk about, but also brings maybe back some good memories for you and the family to speak on behalf of Greg Meacham, the award winner for the Bob Ridley Media Excellence Award. Danny, appreciate you sharing your stories and your insight, and congratulations on everybody that was involved with this. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's the show. Next week, the 2025 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. Let's get it started. I'm John Keane. Hey, enjoy what should be a great final few days in the regular season. So long.